We are going to learn together the Sicha, volume 14, Shaftim Aleph, which goes on the Pasuk, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha. You should be Tamim with Hashem. And the question is that Rashi comes to address, what does the word Tamim mean? He says, Hishalechi my bitmimus, you should go with Hashem sincerely. So he uses the word Tamim as in sincere, but the tzapeloi, and you should anticipate for him, in other words, leave it in his hands. And don't dig in and kach and get too investigative about the future. Rather, whatever comes to you, accept with sincerity. And Rashi finishes off, and only then will you be with him and his portion. The Rebbe has many questions on it. Fundamentally, what does it mean? Why is Rashi coming and explaining what Tamim is? We've seen the word many times, and we never had to explain it. Noach was a Tamim. Avram should be a Tamim. Karbanos, sacrifices, they have to be a Tamim. Why Rashi over here suddenly has to show up and explain it? And why does he go with the idea that Tamim means being sincere? Why doesn't it mean complete? How it's usually translated. And also, how does Rashi know that there's a reward? He comes and says, "Va'astiel imay lechalke." Then you're going to be with him in this portion. How does he know from the pasuk there'll be a reward? So some people want to say that im Hashem alekecha is the reward. Tamim tia, you should be sincere. And if you're sincere, im Hashem alekecha, then you'll be with Hashem alekecha. But the Rebbe says, then it's two very different Rashis. It's very two different points. One is he has to explain what Tamim is, and one is Ima Vailekecha as the reward. And usually Rashi would have split that into two separate Rashis. And also the fact that Rashi uses the word Hisalech Imoi, Bitmimus, go with Hashem Bitmimus. Imoi is the same word as the Pasuk, Im Hashem Alekecha. So Rashi is not using Im Hashem Alekecha as a reward, but rather he's saying go with him, go with God with sincerity, rather than using it as a reward. And even a pipshutei shel mikra, according to the simple reading of the text, im Hashem alekecha is not extra, because till now the pasukim we're talking about don't go to all these magical, you know, people who do oiv and yidoni and various other black magic kind of stuff, but rather go with Hashem, follow Hashem, go with his lead. So why would you have to go and start? How do you know that that's a reward? The pasuk is necessary, it's not extra words. So the Rebbe explains that Tamim in general does mean complete. However, you can't say it over here. Why? It's subtle, but it's fundamental. The Torah just named 10 things that you cannot do. A bunch of prohibitions. Recently in Rambam, we learned this, all the laws of Avodah Zarah and the various things you cannot do. And it says that for the people who do these things and for the people who do these disgraces, these abominations, Hashem leaves the land and chases us out of the land. So, and then he finishes off, Tamim tiyam Hashem lekecha, you should be sincere, you should be complete, if that's the translation, be complete. Be complete, in other words, do 613 mitzvahs. He just spoke about 10 and suddenly he's saying, no, don't fall for the 10, rather do 613. How does that enter the context? You say, don't do that 10, rather do it the right way. Why don't do those 10, but rather do everything, be complete in all 613. So the Ramban adds, Nachmanides, when he adds this pasuk, he adds as in for the sake of translation, he says, Tamim tia, Tamim Hashem b'chol eilid, all these that I've been speaking about. In other words, he, pushes away that question that Rashi has and says, Tamim tia be'eilid. With these things. But Pshutei Shel Mikra, the simple reading of the text, and Rashi is Pshutei Shel Mikra, it's hard to say that Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha is talking about those 10. It seems like a generic statement. Until now, when he was trying to be specific about those 10, he was using the word Eila, these. So use the word Eila, Tamim Tiyam Be'Eila. Why not? So therefore, Rashi has to come and say that Tamim means something else in this context. Over here, Tamim means be sincere, which is actually the opposite of completion. And interesting, the Rebbe brings proof from Yaakov and Esav. We're told in the beginning of Parshas Toldos that Esav was savvy and slick. V'Yakev ish tam, and Yaakov was sincere. But over there, how Rashi translates it, he doesn't use it so much as a negative, as a positive, but rather he wasn't as sharp as his brother Esav. He wasn't as slick in you know, the worldly stuff, but rather Yeshiva Halim, he was sitting and learning Torah. So in other words, that sincerity, that pshitos, that softness and, you know, simplicity is the Rebbe uses that quite opposite. He says it's the opposite of completion. It's mediocre, it's sincere, it's sweet. And based on the fact that Tamim means that, now we understand what the Pesukim are coming and telling us. We're telling, Hashem saying, don't do all those crazy stuff. Don't put your kids through the Melech. Don't ask for various magical solutions. But rather, you should follow Hashem sincerely, even though you're not going to know the future because of that. Tetzapalei, wait for him. Let him do it. Don't ask the magicians. However, the person could ask a question. Ultimately, the reason I wanted to go to the black magic, I wanted to go to all those people, is because I want to know the future. So don't find out the future. But now I'm stressed. Says Rashi, don't dig into the future, but rather wait for Hashem because he will take care of you. But still, says the Rebbe, I'm gonna worry. What should, like, so first you told me what I should do. I shouldn't ask. But what should I do about my worry? He says, "Kol mashiyavei lecha kabo b'tmimus. Whatever comes to you, accept with sincerity." Literally, accept whatever Hashem does, bein l'teva, bein the opposite, good, heaven forbid the other way, do it with peace, b'mnucho b'tmimus, with sincerity. Like it says, v'ahavtas Hashem l'kecha b'chol levavcha b'chol ma'idecha. And one of the translations of Rashi is, in whichever way Hashem treats you, whatever Hashem does for you, accept it with simcha. Now, what does that then mean? The final four words of Rashi. So you could have said that maybe it's coming to tell you why you shouldn't worry, because Hashem's going to take care of you. In other words, it's a reason not to worry. But the Rebbe says that doesn't work in Rashi, because it doesn't, if that's what it meant, it would say Shehare. The reason you shouldn't do it is because of that. But rather, the Rashi says, us. If you did what I told you, us, then this will happen. It's not a reward, but it's not a reason to calm down, but rather a reward. But how does Rashi know there is a reward? Because the Pasuk is following the other Pesukim that told us what happens if you don't do what Hashem wants, and you go to all those people, and Hashem's going to chase us out of the land. What's the opposite of that? Hashem will give you the land. He'll give you his chelek. What's the chelek? Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rebbe, Ois Zayin. The Pasuk continues, the next Aliyah actually, because Tamim Ti Hashem Lekech is the end of an Aliyah, and the next Aliyah starts. Ki Agoyim Ma'ela, these nations, they do go to all these kinds of people, to the people who do the magic. You shouldn't do that, but rather, if there will be a prophet that comes from amongst you, and Elof Tishmon, you should listen to him. Says the Rebbe, according to the Ramban, what did the Ramban tell us? That Tamim Tiyah means to be shalem in these mitzvahs, to follow these mitzvahs. So now it makes sense what the Pasuk is telling you. He didn't say, don't be interested in the future, according to Ramban. He said, don't go to them, but rather, go to them. Go to the Navi. But according to Rashi, what did we just said? It's a steer. It's like it's negating what he just said. You just said, don't care about the future. And now you're telling me, oh, they go to their people, but you could go to your prophet. How does that work? Says the Rebbe, first of all, the word ki, which is the first word of the Aliyah. Ki ha-goyim ha-ela. There's four different ways of translating ki. If you say ki is because, that means it's following what was spoke about previously. And that's the way Ramban would translate it. But ki could also mean a new thing, just like the actual part of the Sedra, the Parsha that we just spoke about, started also with the words ki, when. So over here also, it's a new Sedra, ki, when. That when you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, you could go to the prophet. But we still have the question. How could you go to the prophet? You just told us not to care about the future. says the Rebbe, that Rashi would say, don't dig too much. That's why Rashi used the words loisachar. He didn't say loisishal, don't ask. He said loisachar, don't dig into it. You want to go ask your prophet to calm you down, fine. But don't dig into it. But Ramban would sit there saying, no. Sure, dig into it as much as you want. Just don't do it by this guy. Do it by this guy. Do it by the prophet. That's the end of the sicha in that context. Comes the Rebbe and says, in Ois Tes, interesting halachic maskana, a final thought based on this. There's a famous machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. They seem to be arguing all the time, and whenever you have to explain the machlekes to Rambam and Ramban, you have to sit there saying Rambam and Ramban, just so people understand the difference between the two. They didn't live too far in time from one another. There's a machlekes if tamim tiyah is a mitzvah or not. The Rambam doesn't use it. The Ramban, when he goes and criticizes and he has his hasagas, he has his opinions on the Rambam, he counts it. And the Ramban tries to excuse why the Rambam didn't count it. He says, "V'ulai chashav harav." Maybe the rabbi thought she itzavah kelelus. It's a general commandment. Kelelus hametz is to follow all the mitzvahs v'laleches b'dachei atayla v'lachin la'yevi b'chashbainai, and therefore he didn't count it because it's a general principle. Says the Rebbe, you could say that the machlekes is based on how you translate the word tamim tiyah, the pasuk tamim tiyah melekecha. The Rambam writes that the reason why you can't do all these black magic stuff, it's because they're all sheker, ve'ein roi l'Yisrael, it's inappropriate for the Jewish people to follow those kind of things. We learned this in Rambam recently. In other words, Rambam expects us to be sincere. Tmimus hadas, shlimus hadas, go sincerely with Hashem. Now, that sincerity is on all Torah mitzvahs. In other words, be sincere. Don't try to dig into nonsense, but rather follow Hashem. It's a general mitzvah. The Ramban would sit there saying, no, it's a specific mitzvah. Tamim tiyah, regarding these specific details, it's coming and telling you, you should believe in Hashem, that Hashem will do everything that you need. And therefore, don't go to those people. It's a very specific mitzvah in these kind of things about knowing the future. But according to Rashi, interesting, the Rebbe said, Rashi translates the word similar to the Rambam, that tamim would be sincerity. But he doesn't use the words of Rambam. Rambam used the words, be sincere, shlemos hadas. In other words, he used sincerity as a compliment. That means follow logic. Don't be stupid and follow the logic all the way to the truth. So that's a general idea. But according to Rashi, who translated Tamim the last time in Yaakov and Esav as simplicity and not sophistication, where the Rambam sees it as sophistication, Rashi would sit there saying, it's a specific mitzvah in this context, and tamim, you should be sincere in this context. So Rashi would count it as a mitzvah. So it's interesting, because Rambam translates it similar to Rashi, but he takes it further. Rambam uses the words, Ein roi li Yisrael shem chachamim mechukamim in mashep avalam elu balei chachmo tmimi adas. These are people who have complete das. So completion, he kind of uses the words completion when it comes to das. So maybe what I said before, that he uses the word sincerity is not accurate. He says, utmimi das, absolute completion of das. Versus Ramban that says absolute completion in these 10 mitzvahs. And Rashi who says it is sincerity. L'chaim l'shaim.